There's the music you admit to liking, and the secret tears you've saved for pop songs in restaurants during dinner by yourself. I remember Karma Chameleon and how it made me quake in the back of the car on the way to school. Soon the song would end, and I'd have to face multiplication tables and a new teacher. And the song seemed to be about that dread, even though it was more about a lover changing spots. Every breath you take, the winner takes it all. Feelings, whoa, whoa, feelings. These audio epiphanies won't work if the song is cool. It's the lack of cool that makes these audible embraces burst out among the masses and up the charts. The stars sing the hook and take it up a semitone for the final triumphant version of the chorus. These songs feel like hugs after rows in the kitchen, when the persona you've built up needs to be destroyed to live with love. When your aspirational, non-existent self, who accepts loads of awards and has a perfectly taut belly, is stripped down to someone more recognisable, who digests food, who pulls up weeds, who is slightly too warm when leaning against another forehead to say sorry. Then there's the music you don't like, but maybe it works its magic on someone important. This means you've to open your ears to everything. James Last, Daniel O'Donnell, a jukebox of cheesiness that makes you cringe. Then, while you wait at your table for one in the restaurant, has the waiter forgotten you? Cyndi Lauper sings time after time, and you realise that pop will always melt your heart.